This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 15th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, the weather is quite warm. Tel Aviv is sunny and pleasant, making it an ideal day for a stroll along the beach. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear and temperatures are comfortable. Eilut remains hot, as is typical for this time of year. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanese President Ayoun condemns IDF strikes, calling them a violation of the framework agreement. This comes from the Jerusalem Post just over an hour ago. Also, Israeli strikes have killed 11 in southern Lebanon. The IDF says these raids respond to Hezbollah actions. This is according to the Times of Israel from earlier this hour. Also this hour, the conflict at the Lebanon front escalates as Iran warns Israel over a strategic ridge. Ynet reported this 4 hours ago. Separately, the IDF has attacked Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Israel Hayom reported on this 6 hours ago. And finally, U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee calls settlers who sieged Palestinian homes in Qusra terrorists. Forward reported this 14 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that Iran's foreign ministry is having positive talks with Oman regarding the Strait of Hormuz. They have reached an agreement on the maritime navigation map for the strait. From the Mossad, Satirical and Awesome, posted 21 minutes ago, a humorous take suggests archaeology and history don't exist in a new version of Jewish tradition. Samantha Edis noted 23 minutes ago that Israel is sending a search and rescue team to Colombia. This comes after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake hit the country. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Lebanese President Joseph Aoun has condemned the recent IDF strikes. He described them as a breach of the framework agreement. The strikes targeted Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon. Aoun and Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati urged an end to these actions, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. This could complicate the already tense negotiations with Israel. Turning to the IDF's response, the Times of Israel reports that 11 people died in the Israeli raids in southern Lebanon. The raids were in retaliation for Hezbollah's recent actions against Israel. Lebanese officials claim 3 children were among the dead. This conflict could heighten tensions in the region and impact upcoming U.S.-sponsored talks. Meanwhile, Ynet has highlighted Iran's warning to Israel over the strategic ridge in Lebanon. The overnight strikes reportedly killed 7 people. Iran has suggested it might escalate its involvement if the situation worsens. This introduces a new layer of complexity to the regional power dynamics. Furthermore, Israel Hayom details the IDF's attacks on Hezbollah targets. The strikes happened in 2 areas in southern Lebanon last night. This action follows earlier reports of increased Hezbollah activity along the border. Such developments could lead to further military engagements. Finally, The Forward reported that U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee criticized settlers who besieged Palestinian homes in Qusra, labeling them as terrorists. This statement has sparked discussions about the role and rhetoric of international figures in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It might influence future diplomatic interactions between the U.S. and Israel. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Ra'anana's mayor, Chaim Broida, discussed an explosion near Chaim Katz. This follows the closing of the first roof agreement in the city just months before the national elections. Separately, Katek reports that Anthropic is prepared to pay $6 billion for Israeli startup Descartes. The deal aims to make AI models run faster and more efficiently as demand for Claude increases. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covered MK Oded Forer's proposal for free land for young working couples who served in the army or national service. This comes amid concerns about the real estate sector's future. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.